Personalities of the Gospels. From the Guidebook to the Gospels by Brother H.P. Mansfield. People beginning with B. Barabbas, the murderer who escaped. Barabbas signifies son of a father, but he was preferred by the mob at the crucifixion of Jesus before the son of the father. Jesus told the Jewish people, "Ye are of your father, the devil, and the lusts of your father ye will do." He was a murderer from the beginning. It was therefore appropriate that they should prefer Barabbas be released rather than the Lord Jesus, even though Pilate pleaded with them that they should let Jesus go free. For the feelings were for the flesh. Barabbas was a zealot and had been condemned to die because of sedition, murder and robbery. But he gained his freedom at the expense of Jesus, thus typifying the work of redemption. It was the custom of the Roman governor to release a prisoner at Passover time that he might go out free to celebrate the feast that speaks of deliverance. And Pilate saw in this custom an opportunity to escape responsibility for the execution of Jesus. He gave the Jews a choice who should be released, Barabbas or Jesus, and he felt convinced that the Jews would be forced to ask for Jesus, because to request that Barabbas the rebel be freed would reveal their anti-Roman sympathy for the zealots and would incite the hostility of the government. Pilate thus reasoned as a politician, but he erred because he did not reckon with Jewish hatred and bigotry. Thus Jesus was condemned and Barabbas set free. What an experience for Barabbas, who was languishing in his cell, reconciling himself to a painful and terrible death. How stupefied he must have been to hear the tramp of the guard outside his prison, and then learn the news that he was to be freed. The thief and murderer escaped, but the Lord died. And that is how the seed of the serpent treated the seed of the woman. We can only hope that Barabbas learnt the lesson of his escape and used the unexpected opportunity to repent and to render appropriate service unto Yahweh. The next character we'll consider is Bartholomew. Bartholomew the Guileless. Bartholomew signifies son of Tolmai and is not really a name but a patronymic. It appears only in lists of the apostles, whereas the name of Nathanael is not given therein. It is obvious, therefore, that Bartholomew and Nathanael are one and the same thing, same person, the former representing his family name and the latter being his personal name. Nathanael means the gift of God, and references to him under this name are found only in John's record. Jesus described him as a genuine Israelite in whom there was no guile. He owed his introduction to Jesus to his friend Philip, but required personal proof before he'd accept him as the Messiah. Nathanael was a student of the Word, and with Philip was waiting for the Christ, so that he had his hopes realised in a most unexpected manner, and he finds the Messiah in a place he little realised would reveal him. His first reaction had been, "Can any good thing come out of Nazareth?" But when Philip invited him to come and see, Nathanael went with his friend to be instantly convinced of the claims of Jesus, and to acknowledge that he was both Son of God and King of Israel. Nathanael, therefore, was prepared to submit to evidence, and his faith pleased the Master and secured for him the promise of further blessings to come. Thus, the guileless Bartholomew, or Nathanael, reveals several traits that we need to emulate. He was a student of the Word of God. He was waiting for the manifestation of Christ. He was prepared to hearken to the evidence concerning Christ and carefully weigh it. He accepted the sure test of truth and the sure cure of prejudice. And his faith rejoiced the Lord Jesus and secured for him the promise of greater blessings to come. Our next character, beginning with B, is Bartimaeus. Bartimaeus the persistent. Bartimaeus means son of Timaeus, or the unclean or defiled. And he was one of two blind beggars that Jesus healed as he was leaving Jericho, and he evidently acted as the spokesman for them both. His persistence was rewarded, for though at first Jesus took no heed of his cry for help, his persistence finally brought response. At first, the Lord so completely ignored him that the people rebuked Bartimaeus, calling upon him to hold his peace. But he refused to do so, however, and made public his need and his confession of faith by repeatedly crying, "Jesus, thou Son of David, have mercy on me." Thus the Son of the Beloved was appealed to by the Son of the Defiled, and appealed to not in vain. It is significant, however, that Jesus made Bartimaeus stumble across to where he was standing, rather than himself walk over to the blind man. It teaches that personal effort is necessary to obtain the benefits of divine grace. A valuable lesson was thus taught. The apostles, who had dramatically shown the power of persistent prayer and the need of personal effort, Bartimaeus had a great need and therefore was more persistent in calling for relief. Let us consider our true needs and seek that strength that will be granted unto us if we exercise the privilege of prayer aided by personal effort. The final character that we'll consider, whose name begins with B, is Boanerges, the angry. This was the name that Jesus gave to James and John on account of their impetuosity. The name means sons of thunder or of rage. These sons of thunder desire to shoot out lightning against the churlish Samaritans who refused hospitality to Christ. And they were rebuked because they did not realise that the time of such judgment had not then come. They finally learned the lesson that Jesus sought to impress upon them, so that some of the most beautiful words in the exposition of divine love were later penned by John, and one of the sons of thunder. Let us learn the same lesson and discriminate wisely in our actions and language in relation to the things of God.